The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My goodness, I had no intention of going into this immediately, but huge anti-Israel protests once again breaking out in New York City. Columbia University is kind of at the center of these pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine demonstrations. They're shouting, chanting, death to Israel. Several are shouting, "We are Hamas." Now, again, I had no intention of getting into this right now, but this is live right now in New York City. You do understand that Hamas is a terrorist organization. Hamas is an organization that condones the slaughter, the intentional slaughter of innocent people, the beheading of babies, the raping of women. This is Hamas. And right now, there are protesters in the streets and around Columbia University shouting, "We are Hamas." Now, if we understand what Hamas is, what they believe and what they do, we have people on the streets in America loudly proclaiming, "We are terrorists. And if necessary, we will kill innocent people for our agenda." Serious times, folks. I mean, serious times. Anyway, that's going on in New York City right now. I don't think I gave you my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Another state, another court, another incident where a federal court, in this case, has overturned a law duly passed by the people of the state intended to protect women. This time, it is West Virginia. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled 2-1 to halt the law that prevents transgender athletes from competing on teams that align with their gender identity in the state's public schools and colleges. A 13-year-old transgender girl, which is a boy pretending to be a girl, was prohibited, 13 years old, was prohibited from running on the girls' cross-country team and track teams at this individual's middle school. Well, West Virginia passed a law similar to the law that we passed here in Ohio. This 13-year-old went to court, and the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of the mentally ill, and I say that with compassion. I say that truthfully. A 13-year-old mentally disturbed young person has successfully overturned a law intended to protect girls. So in other words, because of a federal court, all of the girls in West Virginia who compete in athletic events will be in danger, not only physically, but emotionally. Every female athlete in a public school or college in West Virginia will be forced, potentially forced, to compete against a male who obviously has a great advantage. I would assume that the state of West Virginia will appeal this decision, but we will see. One of the judges writing for the majority said, quote, and he uses the initials of this confused boy who thinks he's a girl, BPJ. Judge Toby Heitens wrote, quote, offering BPJ a choice between not participating in sports and participating only on boys' teams is no real choice at all. Why? If he is biologically, anatomically a boy, now listen to this reasoning again. This is from a judge. Offering BPJ a choice between not participating in sports and participating only on boys' teams is no real choice at all. I readily admit I'm not the brightest bulb in the candelabra, but that's the choice that all boys make. I'm either going to compete with other boys or I'm not going to compete at all. Those are the decisions made by boys for hundreds of years. The judge wasn't finished. The defendants, that would be the state of West Virginia, the defendants cannot expect that BPJ will countermand her social transition, her medical treatment, and all the work she has done with her schools, teachers, and coaches for nearly half her life by introducing herself to teammates, coaches, and even opponents as a boy. Well, the only problem with that is he is a boy. Now, if the judge's statement is correct, this individual is 13 years old. The judge says nearly half of her life, actually a he, so that means at 6 or 7 years old, this boy, confused about his gender, probably with the encouragement of a pediatrician or a psychologist, and with the permission of his parents, has been transitioning for all these years. We'll keep an eye on that. For the sake, and again, I don't want to seem uncaring at all, but for the sake of one mentally ill 13-year-old boy, every female athlete in the entire state of West Virginia may be compelled to compete on an absolutely uneven playing field. How could anybody consider that to be fair? That's West Virginia. Something similar has happened here in Ohio, although in Ohio so far it is only a two-week delay on the law passed HB 68 here in Ohio. And by the way, in the 4 o'clock hour, we will be joined by two Ohio legislators who can bring us up to date on what's happening on the fight here in Ohio to protect girls and women.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
The violent protests continue at Columbia University and other places. Dozens have been arrested. Yeah, will there be any real punishment? I doubt it. Slap on the wrist. Calling for the overthrow of the American government, the killing of Jews, the destruction of an entire nation. And they will probably be released within a couple of hours. Anyway, the protests are continuing there. Just listen, folks, and you know this, just because a building is called a church does not mean that it's a church. Just because there is a cross on the steeple does not mean they honor Christ. Just because they have an open Bible in a stained glass window does not mean they actually believe the Bible. Here is another example. Over in Pennsylvania, Mountville, Pennsylvania. I don't know anything about Mountville, Pennsylvania. But anyway, A group of drag queens had planned a drag queen story hour for little children at the local library. Now, when I read these stories, my first question always is, why is it that grown men with a weird, strange, perverted sexual fetish, and that's what it is, why do they insist on performing their fantasies in front of little children? I think that's an honest question. Why? Why is it so important that they play out their fantasies in front of children? But they do. Anyway, they were going to host a drag queen story hour at the local library. Well. Evidently, there are a lot of fine folks in Mountville, Pennsylvania, that didn't want a perverse performance before children in a building provided by their tax dollars. There was a lot of pushback, a lot of letter writing, a lot of phone calls, and finally the library said, maybe it's not such a good idea to have the drag queen story hour here at a public library. So the public library canceled it. Well, guess who came to the rescue of these mentally confused men who have sexual fetishes about dressing up as women? A church. Yeah. Vision of Hope Metropolitan Community church. Yep. They advertise themselves as, quote, this is from their own website, the Vision of Hope Metropolitan Community Church. We endeavor to be a church of radical inclusivity and transformative love, where the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached and practiced, a place where all are empowered, encouraged, engaged, spiritually fed, and made to feel loved, free and whole in the love of God. They missed an important component of the gospel: repentance, acknowledgement of sin. Now, not just the sin of homosexuality, same-sex attraction. Oh, no. Sin in general. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. No, not one. You do not understand the gospel unless you understand your own sinful condition. That is part of the gospel. How can you be saved if you don't understand that you're lost? We endeavor to be a church of radical inclusivity and transformative love, where the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached and practiced. Do you think there has ever been a sermon on repentance in that church? Maybe 100 years ago, if the church is that old. So anyway, the church came to the drag queens and said, you don't have to worry. Come on over and do your drag queen show at our church. If the library doesn't want you, we will have you. And so they announced that they would have it at the church. Well, then the community began writing, calling the church. And guess what? The church said, you know, maybe it's not such a good idea to have a drag queen story hour at our church. And so the church also canceled the drag queen performance. Good for the people of Mountville, Pennsylvania. Good for them. Now, as far as I can tell, there was no threat of violence. We're going to burn the library down. We're going to burn the church down. Just concerned people in the community saying, this is not appropriate. This is not appropriate with little children. And because of pressure from the community, the library has canceled, and even the uber liberal church has canceled. Good for them.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.